Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The laundromat is completely shut down, which constitutes a large portion of our income.
We can't flush the toilet in the clinic. I mean, that's a huge deal for the Department of Health. We don't have running water because, you know, washing our hands after we touch patients, and that's a huge issue.
Running out of water. That's become a reality in Magdalena, a village in Socorro County in New Mexico. It's a village of just about 1,000 people. The voice is there from a nurse practitioner who works at a local clinic and the owner of a local laundromat. Now, residents had only 24 hours notice before the tap water was shut off. Fronteras reporter Monica Ortiz-Uribe went to Magdalena to speak to residents about the drought. She joins us today from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. And let me play you the voice of Steve Bailey, a local utility manager, talking to you about the aquifer, the underground water in Magdalena. Listen.
Looks like what has happened is our aquifer disappeared on us. We were at a certain depth a year ago, and that depth is 15 feet lower than what it was.
Monica Ortiz-Uribe, the aquifer disappeared on them? What happened?
Yes. So this is one of those stories that you read the headlines and you just have to do a double take. You're like, am I really reading about this situation? So about a week before Steve Bailey went and checked on the aquifer, residents were noticing that their water was getting a little cloudy. So they called him up and they say, hey, we think we got a problem. That's when he went out and checked the city's one well. It's their one underground water well that supplied the city with their water. And he goes and he checks in it and he looks, holy cow, it's dropped 15 feet since last year. And he was telling me that normally they averaged a drop of only 1 foot per year. So they were thinking they still had at least a good decade on this well, and they were not expecting this.
Is there any form of valid scientific explanation other than overuse? I mean, 15 feet in a year is unheard of.
Right. Well, I mean, the situation is twofold. One thing that I didn't get to touch on in the story was that, yes, this was the only operational well that the city had. For years, they knew that if this well gave up, they would have no backup option. But there was never any money, according to the city officials, to put in a backup well. And so they let it go as is, and knowing that, you know, if this one well gave up one day, they would be in trouble. But again, they thought they had more time than they actually did. But then you throw in the drought, and with the drought, you have a situation where our underground aquifers are being used up faster than they can replenish themselves. So the combination of poor administration and the drought led to this situation.
So I have to know before we go, Monica Ortiz-Uribe, a lot of dusty people who aren't taking baths, a lot of water trucks coming into town. What's it look like?
Yes. Well, you know, they're in a much better situation. They since have a temporary solution, and they have running water now. But when I arrived, people were using porta potties. It was nearing 100 degrees out there. Restaurants were using paper plates and plastic utensils. It was hot and miserable.
Monica Ortiz-Uribe is a reporter from Fronteras who went to Magdalena in New Mexico to talk about a disappearing aquifer there. Monica, have you been able to get yourself a drink?
Yes, thankfully, and I appreciate it all the more.
I would too if I were out there. Monica Ortiz-Uribe from Fronteras. Thank you.
You're welcome.